You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Yes, this is Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show with me, Ella Vedrinska, here until 7 o'clock tonight with all the latest musical theatre news. We've got West End transfers, brand new movie musicals, and a few shows that you'll be able to catch on your doorstep very, very soon. But first, if you'll indulge me, I've got a bit of personal news to share with you as well. Because it has been quite a week, both in the world of theatre and in student radio too. Because on Wednesday, it was the annual Student Radio Awards. And I have to start this by saying how proud I am of URN. We did so well across the board. I'm always amazed at how strong we are as a station when we come together. And I'm so pleased that that's been recognised at the awards this year. But I'm also proud, and frankly a little bit amazed to say, that I also won a few things. I was lucky enough to win silver for Best Specialist Music for this show, Showtime, which means so much to me after all of these years. I also got both bronze and gold in the Best Interview category for my chats with David Hunter and Danielle Steers, respectively, two musical theatre stars that I love and am so, so grateful that they took the time out of their schedules to talk to me in the first place. And then, possibly the one that means the most to me this year, I also won the Gold Award for Best Producer, named in honour of Capital's Joe Lyons, and I'm speechless. I'm just speechless. Like, I have been involved in student radio since 2015 when I demoed this little musical theatre show called Showtime. And honestly, I never anticipated the opportunities that it would give me. The people I've met, the skills I've learned, the jobs that I've got along the way, all because of student radio, is just mind-blowing. And I'm so, so thankful, A, to the judges at the SRAs this year for seeing something in me that they liked, and B, to the wider student radio community for giving people like me a chance to thrive. Like, this is my favourite thing to do in the world, and I am just so happy to be here with you every week. So getting further recognition for that is just the icing on the cake. Because, like, I also need to thank you for being here, for listening, for wanting to share in my passion for theatre and have a good old sing-along and dance with me each Sunday. Like, thank you so, so much. The pleasure is all mine, I swear. And so I thought I would start tonight's show with a bit of a recap of the past year. I've got a selection of clips from the winning entries at the Student Radio Awards that will give you a little taste of Showtime, whether you're a regular listener or whether you're joining us tonight for the first time. And I would so love to hear your Showtime memories if you're happy to share them. Please join the conversation over on Twitter at ShowtimeURN and let's celebrate this madness together, because this is Showtime. It's Showtime. 5, 6, 7, 8. For all the latest musical theatre news, it's like nothing you've seen before and you can catch it right on your doorstep. The best show tunes. You know me. I bloody loved it. And celebrity guests.
You can make them feel something. It's a magical thing.
Join me, Ella Vedrinska, for Showtime. Sunday evening at 6.
On URN.
Cher is a whole lot of women and it takes three of us to play her. And it's so interesting seeing how we all have our own Cherisms, but we're all so different at the same time. Also, it was just so nice to have such a strong female creative team, to have those women lifting up other women. And it was just a joy to work with them. Like, it never felt like work. It was just that we were just all playing dress up and creating this thing together. And I think that shines through, really, when something doesn't feel like work. It just feels like we're all having such a lovely time. It's going to make you feel fearless, and ultimately it ends in like a huge concert. It's got a bit of everything. Why wouldn't you want to come?
You talked about Superstar just then. I mean, that's how I think a lot of us know you. I mean, what was that experience like being involved in that show?
It was wholly positive, really. You know, as you mentioned, we've just done a podcast. We've just been rewatching all the episodes because it's exactly 10 years that it was aired on July the 7th. It was 10 years ago, exactly. It was a great experience. We were treated really nicely on the whole. And because it wasn't that sort of reality TV show, nonsense of kind of like pulling out sob stories. In fact, the thing that stood out to me watching the podcast is I never speak on the program. I'm like a mute. It's like the story is this man can't speak, but he can sing.
Honestly, I mean, there's a musical in that for sure.
Bank it now. Ella, we're on to something.
Roxanne from the original Broadway cast recording of Moulin Rouge. Honestly, you can't prepare yourself for how good the stage show actually is. It's extravagant, spectacular theatre at its best. Not entirely unlike another show that has made a name for itself this year, although for slightly different reasons. Look, I have to mention it, Diana the Musical. It took the world by storm, and not for particularly good reasons. It's a show, as the title suggests, about Princess Diana, which, let's face it, should already raise quite a few warning flags. It was meant to open on Broadway last year, but basically got closed down instantly because of the pandemic, and so it was filmed and released on Netflix instead for the entire world to see. And it's not very good. I mean, I loved it. I've thought about it constantly ever since I watched it. I've listened to the music a lot, but it is absolute trash. It's kind of become the definition of a guilty pleasure in theatre. Like, we all know that we're better than Diana the Musical, but we lap it up anyway. And so, from Diana, this is the opening number, Underestimated. We have got just two songs left, and they're probably the most URNovision and Eurovision songs, respectively. On the one hand, there's Romania, with a German language song about killing vampires. And on the other, there's Iceland, with a huge song that is literally from a film about the Eurovision Song Contest. But who's come out on top? I can reveal that in second place, with 51 points, is Romania with Dracula the Musical, which means Iceland have rocketed to a win with a humongous 60 points, making Fire Saga's Húsavík the crowning song in URNovision 2022. It truly was a strong lineup this year and a fierce competition, so thank you so much for taking part. And while that's sadly it for URNovision this year, don't forget that you can always catch Showtime live on URN1350.net every single Sunday evening from 6 p.m. with me, Ella Vedrinska, for all the latest theatre news to make sure you do not miss a moment. For now, I've been Ella Vedrinska, and this has been URNovision 2022. Goodbye. Oh, it makes me quite emotional listening back to that. If anything, I love the fact that both URNovision and Diana the Musical made it into that. I mean, what a year it's been, and what a year it's going to be too. Like, as much as I hate to admit it, this is going to be the last year of Showtime as I come towards the end of my PhD. And, well, we've got a few months left to make sure that we go out with a bang. So do keep your messages coming in on Twitter at ShowtimeURN. Let me know your Showtime memories from over the years, and just thank you once again for being here with me. It is a pleasure having your company this evening and in every Sunday evening. And an extra special thank you as well, I should say, to David Hunter and Danielle Steers, who you heard in that clip too. I literally could not have done those interviews without them. So really, the wins are half theirs as well. And to celebrate that, I thought I would play something from the Cher show, the jukebox musical about Cher that Danielle was involved in and which unbelievably won me best interview at the Student Radio Awards this year. This is by far my favourite song in the show, a proper power ballad if ever there was one. So get ready to sing along to Song for the Lonely.
When you're standing on the edge of nowhere, There's only one way up, so your heart's gotta go there. This is a song for the lonely. Can you hear me tonight? For the broken-hearted, battle-scarred, I'll be by your side. And this is a song for the lonely, when your dreams won't come true. Can you hear this prayer? 'Cause someone's there for you. This is a song for the lonely. Can you hear me tonight? For the broken-hearted, battle-scarred, I'll be by your side. And this is a song for the lonely, when your dreams won't come true. Can you hear this prayer? 'Cause someone's there by you. So let it fly. You don't have to look no more. You don't have to look no more. No. It's gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright. This is a song.
This is your song.
U-R-N.
Can't seem to get my mind off of you. So far from home with nothing to do. Ooh, now that I'm away, I wish I'd stay. Tomorrow's a day of mine that you won't in. When you looked at me, I should have run, but I thought it was just for fun. I see I was wrong, and I'm not so strong. I should have known all along that time would tell. A week without you,
Vacation from the musical Head Over Heels, a show that I like to describe as the best musical you've probably never heard of. It's sort of like Shakespeare crossed with Monty Python crossed with 80s pop, as it uses the music of Belinda Carlisle and the Go-Go's to tell the story of a 16th century royal family trying to save their kingdom. It's camp and comedic and explores some genuinely really interesting queer and gender angles. I mean, what more could you want from a show? Well, the good news is that it is finally on its way to the UK. It was announced this week that Head Over Heels will be making its UK premiere at the Hope Mill Theatre in Manchester at the end of January. And honestly, I could not think of a better home for it. The Hope Mill are making such a name for themselves as the place for reinventing shows in really fresh and exciting ways. And something like Head Over Heels, which is already so brilliantly silly in the best possible way, is just going to be so wonderful for them to explore. Mark my words, this is going to be one of the shows to watch next year. So don't miss out, because tickets are on sale now. Though, of course, another smaller show with a big heart that you might have missed before is Operation Mincemeat, the slapstick and stupendous musical all about the real-life World War II mission that saw a dead body being dumped off the coast of Spain to trick the Nazis into thinking Allied forces would be invading Sardinia while they were actually going through Sicily. Now, if you've been listening to Showtime for a while, you know how obsessed I am with this show, and for all the right reasons. It is truly brilliant. The music is intricate and catchy and just world class. It'll make you laugh and cry in equal measures, and the show is so wonderfully performed by a tiny cast of just 5 people. It has had universally excellent reviews, and I don't know a single person who hasn't come out raving about it. Which is why it is such good news, and perhaps a little unsurprising, that Operation Mincemeat is officially coming to the West End. It's been working its way through smaller London theatres, and now, at long, long last, it'll be at a proper West End theatre as it opens at London's Fortune Theatre from the 29th of March to the 8th of July next year. Tickets are on sale already with massive discounts for previews, as every ticket costs just £35, just so you know. And trust me when I say you do not want to miss out on this. So to give you a taste of the show from Operation Mincemeat, this is the moment when all the MI5 lads come together to share their mission plans in a song called God, That's Brilliant.
So, Hitler's on the train and he's heading for the border. We take out a porter that no one will miss. Now our boy is undercover. He poisons the water.
God, that's brilliant. But listen to this. I've designed a new kind of missile. So tiny, it's shot from a pen. It's full of airborne sedative. Time to effect is relative, but one whiff's enough to floor 10 grown men. We'll shoot him en route. Our pursuit will be fruitful, and the Führer's out cold.
But what the hell happens then?
So, Hitler's on the train and he's feeling kind of tired. He's drugged in a fug like a mental abyss.
Mein Pass have been stolen!
We trade them for Poland.
God, that's brilliant. But listen to this.
Hang on, I haven't got to the bit about the exploding socks
well,
yet.
Well, I know a lady assassin. She's lithe but impossibly strong.
Oh.
She's killed half of Moscow. She owns her own crossbow. A master of disguise, she can speak any tongue. She's stationed in Haiti, patiently waiting. But one call from me and she'll be asked for a song. So, Hitler's on the train and he's coming back from Burma. A girl hurls herself from a nearby tree. She crashes through the window disguised as a flamingo. In the world that unfurls, she kills God all three. She raises up a knife, dripping blood from the slaughter. Hitler shits himself as she blows him a kiss. His guards try to bore him, she barricades the door and...
God, that's brilliant, but listen to this.
If this is a man in a fancy suit,
all that we need is a swanky tuxedo.
For God's sake, Fleming, stop going on about your bloody novel.
Several publishers are interested.
Your mother doesn't count.
Come on, boys, remember what Churchill said.
If you want to beat them cherries, you gotta call upon the visionaries.
Cos if you're in trouble,
don't scream and shout.
Just call the English public school board.
We'll sort it all out.
What if Hitler's on a ship and we get a bunch of tigers which float by the boat with a roar and a hiss?
A bomb full of eagles.
They're illegal.
Make it seagulls.
God, that's brilliant.
But listen to this. All we need is a shiny tuxedo.
Here we go.
Am I designed for a submarine car?
For God's sake.
About 7 pretty ladies, Aston Martins or Mercedes, a vase, a volcano and a laser cigar.
Really famous hero. He wears cool suits and he has a big gun. He has great adventures.
do like it when the ladies want to kiss me.
God, he's brilliant and his name is James. And I've even got a catchphrase for him. The name's James. James.
No, absolutely not.
No, it's good.
On. Ruin
don't
it,
understand.
Forget about it.
The whole thing makes sense.
Now, hits us on the tree.
Or a boat.
Or other vehicle.
We send in an assassin.
Or an eagle.
Or a seagull.
We shoot him.
Stab him.
Grab him.
And he's wearing a tuxedo. He kills the guards, kiss the girl and says something cool.
No, we tie him up.
We poison him.
We say it's time to get up.
We bring him back to Blighty.
Steal his trousers.
Blow his head off.
Our victories are short. We go and win the war. God, that's brilliant. God, I'm brilliant. God, we're brilliant. Now listen to this.
Oh, don't you just love it? God, that's brilliant, from Operation Mincemeat, which will open in the West End at London's Fortune Theatre on the 29th of March. That should also mean we eventually get a proper cast recording to go alongside this show, because I swear, I can't just keep listening to the early demos on YouTube. The show is so good, I need more, please. Tickets are on sale now, though, and you can find the link over on Twitter at ShowtimeURN. But Operation Mincemeat isn't the only show heading for the West End, though this next one is quite a bit more controversial. It was announced this week that the stage version of Mrs. Doubtfire will open at London's Shaftesbury Theatre in May, and it has had mixed reactions. On the one hand, yes, it's always exciting getting a big new show coming to the West End, especially one that's based on such a beloved film and character like Mrs. Doubtfire. On the flip side, it's safe to say that the discourse surrounding trans rights in particular is at an absolute fever pitch at the moment, and having a show that centres on the premise of a man in a dress being the butt of the joke isn't necessarily helping that conversation. If anything, it potentially just further platforms the idea that men in dresses are inherently funny and not to be taken seriously, and that they're not real women. And that is incredibly detrimental to the livelihood and well-being of trans women who are women. And so the fact that it's coming to the West End has stoked a lot of conversation on social media, and a lot of fans of the film and people who've seen the show already, either on Broadway or more recently in tryouts up in Manchester, they say that the show isn't transphobic in any way. And I do think it's fair to reserve some judgment for once more of us have actually seen the show in person. But we also know from the existing productions of Mrs. Doubtfire that the creative team have not been interested in engaging in any kind of conversation with the trans community, which is a bit worrying. And then they had the audacity to announce the West End transfer literally during Trans Awareness Week, which in my opinion is a bit of a red flag and certainly kind of shows where their priorities lie. Now, there are plenty of trans theatre commentators who can speak so much more fluently and knowledgeably than me about this, so I will share some of their comments over on Twitter at ShowtimeURN if you want to explore that side of the conversation more. I do really accept that it's difficult to pass judgment on a show that hasn't been seen by all that many people here in the UK yet, but for me personally, it would just be nice to see the creative team and producers at least being a bit more willing to engage in a conversation that up to this point, it actually seems like they're actively trying to shut down. So it's a real tricky one, and I imagine that it's going to get more controversial the closer we get to the opening of the show in May next year. It's also, and I accept that this is a slightly more lighthearted point, the music of Mrs. Doubtfire is mad. It's by the same people who wrote Something Rotten, so they've definitely gone for more of the comedy aspect, but it is an eclectic blend of genres throughout that honestly sometimes feels like an absolute fever dream, as this song will show. Now, this is the moment when Daniel goes to his friends for a makeover. Take a listen to this.
Guys, I need you to make me a woman.
What?
Miranda is hiring a nanny, and I put myself up for the job as a woman, and I have an interview tomorrow.
What?
Guys, please, I'm begging you. Make me a woman. Give it a shot. Come on and give me the best that you've got. I need help. And I'm coming to ya, hoping you can work your magic on me. With imagination, calculation, you could turn me into your greatest creation. I'm desperate, I'm in your hands, so take this man and make me a woman, if you can. Unless, of course, this is beyond your abilities.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, yes, he did.
I could do your face with a Maybelline base, rosy cheeks and ruby lips.
I could do a do that could do good on you, amber streaks and golden tips.
Lengthen the lashes,
tidy the brows,
wax the mustache,
dress in a fabulous blouse.
The canvas is blank,
but the surface is rough.
Woo!
This is gonna be tough.
Make me a woman, give it a shot.
We're gonna give you the best that we got. Give us a moment, give us some room. Let us work. So many ways that we could go.
A pillbox hat,
a pussy bow,
and a trapeze coat like Jackie O.
Or maybe take the royal route, a shoulder gown or a power suit,
a bolero jacket.
Testify, you're talking about
my lady.
Drum roll drama. We could do Madonna.
Madonna?
Madonna Summer.
I already did a phone interview.
She talks like this, dear. She's older, wiser, a bit more substantial.
Well, why didn't you say so? Eleanor Roosevelt.
And a dash of Julia Child.
Margaret Thatcher.
Janet Reno.
And a little bit of Oscar Wilde.
Eleanor Roosevelt. And a dash of Julia Child. Margaret Thatcher, Janet Reno, and a little bit of Oscar Wilde. Eleanor Roosevelt, and a dash of Julia Child. Margaret Thatcher, Janet Reno, and a little bit of Oscar Wilde.
Okay, I think I'm getting it now.
Tell me!
Remember that show we did with that girl?
What girl?
Big Pearl.
In that fancy place.
With that wig?
Yes.
On that night?
Uh-huh. Third shelf on the right. We're gonna need a skirt.
Bright gold.
Too bold.
Right.
What about plaid?
Not bad.
With a blue sweater. Give me those skin-tone pantyhose and those light brown leather shoes.
Give her some antique earrings.
Hoop a button style.
You choose.
Give her a purse and glasses.
Pink one.
Let's not go berserk.
We're gonna need a mask.
From a plastic cast.
Let's make it work.
Make it work. Make it work. Make it work. Make it work. 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 Make it work.
Don't fire, dear.
Make Me a Woman from Mrs. Doubtfire, the musical, channeling big Kinky Boots vibes there, am I right? Also, Side note, I desperately need Americans to learn that Margaret Thatcher is not the girl power figure that they all seem to think she is. Like, we are moving on swiftly from that. Now, Mrs. Doubtfire will open at the Shaftesbury Theatre in London on the 12th of May next year. Fingers crossed that the show avoids doing more harm than good in the long run, as unwitting and unintentional as that may be. I just think, particularly in the current climate, there is at least a conversation to be had about how to approach topics that are inevitably going to have a detrimental effect on a minority group such as the trans community. And it's something we've seen before, actually, when Anne Juliet, the jukebox pop musical that rewrites Shakespeare's play, when that first opened, they had written in a genderqueer character called May, who is Juliet's best friend, and then they cast a cis male performer to play that part, despite the entire character arc being about May exploring their gender and sexuality. And audiences started a conversation about that and about LGBTQ plus representation on stage, which the creative team got involved in, and the show temporarily shut down and was reworked slightly. And when it opened again, it was with the brilliant Alex Thomas Smith, who happens to be non-binary and who could bring so much more authenticity to the character of May. And that's something that Anne Juliet has kept up, and it's now lauded as one of the most innovative, inclusive and representative musicals available on stage at the moment. And it's something that has been praised both in the West End and on Broadway as well, where, would you believe it, it had its official opening night this week. Now, the critics are already going wild for it, describing the show as the most fun that you can have in the theatre, and never were truer words spoken. I have never been giddier than at the interval of Anne Juliet the first time I saw it. It really is a very, very special show. Now, as well as opening on Broadway this week, it's also been confirmed that Anne Juliet will be heading out on a UK tour at some point in the next year or so. So watch this space for more information on that. But for now, to give you a taste of what makes Anne Juliet so special, this is May's big solo song from the brand new Broadway cast recording, I'm Not a Girl, Not Yet a Woman.
I used to think I had the answers to everything, but now I know life doesn't always go my way.
Yeah,
feels like I'm caught in the middle. That's when I realize I'm not a girl, not yet a woman. All I need is time, a moment that is mine. While I'm in between, I'm not a girl. There is no need to protect me. It's time that I learn to face up to this on my own.
Come on, May. I've seen so much more than you know now. So don't tell me to shut my eyes.
I'm not a girl, not yet a woman. All I need is time, a moment that is mine. While I'm in between, I'm not a girl. But if you look at me closely, you will see it in my eyes. This girl will always find her way. I'm not a girl, don't tell me what to believe. I'm just trying. Find a woman in me. All I need is time.
listening to Showtime
on URN.
Don't tell me not to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade. Don't tell me not to fly, I simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you. Who told you you're allowed to rain on my parade? How much of my band out? How beat my drum? And if I'm fanned out, your turn at bat, sir. At least I didn't fake it, hat, sir. I guess I didn't make it. But whether I'm the rose of sheer perfection, a freckle on the nose of life's complexion, the cinder of the shiny apple of its eye, get ready for me, love, 'cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march, my heart's a drummer. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade. I'm gonna live and live now. Get what I want, I know how. One roll for the whole shebang. One throw, that bell will go clang. High on the target and wham. One shot, one gunshot, and bam! Hey, Mr. On Scene. I guess I didn't make it. Get ready for me, love, 'cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march, my heart's a drummer. Nobody or nobody is gonna rain on my parade.
Now that is what we call musical theatre. Don't Rain on My Parade from the brand new Broadway cast recording of Funny Girl, which was released this week. It somewhat controversially stars Lea Michele from Glee in the lead role of Fanny Bryce after she took over the part from Beanie Feldstein, who had been cast originally. And look, we've had enough controversy on the show already tonight. I'm not opening this particular can of worms on whether Lea should have been cast or not. I personally think she shouldn't have been. However, the new cast recording does show what a talented vocalist she is and frankly how massively undersold she was on Glee when you hear just like how much texture there is in her voice without auto-tune. So if you're a fan of Funny Girl, make sure you check out the new album because it really is how the musical is meant to be heard. But another new album has also been released this weekend, and this one is much closer to home. Did you know we're about to get a film version of Tim Minchin's Matilda the Musical? It's out in cinemas on Friday and has already been getting tremendous reviews from the critics. The trailer alone looks fabulous and like everything you could possibly want from a movie musical. So I, for one, am very, very excited to see it next weekend. But if you want a little sneak preview, the soundtrack was released yesterday and it's just charming. I mean, what else would you expect from Matilda? I'll be reviewing the film properly next week here on Showtime, but to tide you over, here's possibly the most well-known song from the movie soundtrack. This is When I Grow Up.
When I grow up, I will be tall enough to reach the branches that I need to reach to climb the trees you get to climb when you're grown up. And when I grow up, I'll be smart enough to answer all the questions that you need to know the answers to before you're grown up. And when I grow up, I will eat sweets every day on the way to work, and I will go to bed late every night.
sun comes up and I will watch cartoons until my eyes go square. And I won't care, cause I'll be all grown up when I grow up. When I grow up, when I grow up, when I grow up, I will be strong enough to carry all the heavy things you have to haul around with you when you're a grown up.
You should sail.
I can send my minions to help you back.
I'll be careful not to grow. Darling, I will miss you, alas, alas. But you have got to go.
You can claim your bad, but I'm a better batter.
Nothing you've got up your sleeve will never equal me as a mistress of evil.
I'm the heart and brains, and you're just the bladder.
How can you believe?
Much more high.
So jump down a rabbit hole.
Go climb a beanstalk.
It's not all it was.
Someone really should put a stop on her.
Should put
her to stop
to
on
me
her.
To find a way.
To me to find a way.
Maybe there's a house I can drop on her.
Is a poisoned apple too cliche?
Drag her to a rooftop and toss her down.
A spell to make her disappear.
And when she is gone, I will own the town. And everyone will cheer. She was so bad, but you are so much better. Really, that is why I have to
see that she lives happily never after.
Once I sit alone atop the villain ladder,
everyone in Monrolasia
will totally be in my thrall.
They will say, oh queen, we praise you.
Because I will be not just
because
badder.
I will be not just badder.
Badder from the brand new Disney movie Disenchanted, a much anticipated sequel to the fan favourite Enchanted with Amy Adams that now sees Princess Giselle making a wish that all goes horribly wrong. I'll be reviewing it properly in tonight's Spotlight On podcast, which will be out straight after this show at 7 o'clock on Facebook at URN Showtime and on Twitter at Showtime URN. So check that out later on Spotlight On and catch Disenchanted on Disney Plus now. But that's not the only new movie musical out this week. Oh no, I am, fair warning, about to mention the dreaded C word, Christmas. Yes, take your mind out the gutter. Look, it's the 20th of November. Christmas is just around the corner. You can't escape it anymore. I mean, I've personally been listening to Christmas music since like the end of October, so it's about time you catch up. But we are into the Christmas season, and one of the first new offerings is an Apple TV movie called Spirited, which was out on Friday. It's a modern musical retelling of A Christmas Carol, which stars Ryan Reynolds and Will Ferrell, and has original music from Pasek and Paul, the duo behind Dear Evan Hansen and La La Land and The Greatest Showman. Now, I will admit that I haven't watched it myself yet, partly because I think my housemates would shout at me if I commandeered the TV for Christmas things just yet. But I have listened to the music and it is quintessential Pasek and Paul. There are some absolutely massive Christmassy tunes, which I will save until the proper Showtime Christmas special next month, because even I think they're a bit OTT on festive cheer for November. But alongside that, you've also got some of those more stripped back lyrical songs that Pasek and Paul just do so well. Now, this one is performed by the Oscar winner Octavia Spencer, who's realised that maybe the high-flying career isn't all that it's cracked up to be. And I swear it could come straight out of Dear Evan Hansen or replace something like Tightrope in The Greatest Showman. It really is quite gorgeous. So, from Spirited, this is The View From Here.
The big corner office, a 12-person team, a slick leather chair, the American dream. My mom used to clean ritzy places like these with their overpriced art and their walls of degrees. Well, now it's all mine with my name on the door, a big fancy desk on the 38th floor. Look at the girl. Could surpass giant windows of glass, framing miles of blue. That's the view from here. That's the view from here. They say climb the ladder, no matter the cost. But nobody tells you how much can get lost. That decent and hopeful young woman you were. Well, you'd wake up one day and you wonder what happened to her. That woman was made to see good in each heart, but now she gets paid to pull people apart. And I mean, hey, look at me, MVP employee of the year. Well, maybe I guess that this looks like success, but it doesn't feel true. That's the view from here. That's the view from here. I could keep doing oppo, keep digging up dirt, pretend I don't care when nice people get hurt. block out the guilt that I'd have to ignore for a raise as I rise to the 39th floor. Or I can walk out this door and defiantly quit. There's a line you can't cross, and I think this is it. Oh, maybe I haven't lost sight of what's right. No, it's perfectly clear. At the end of the day, words are easy to say, but it looks like the walking away is a little bit harder to do. That's the view from here.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
The snow is snowing, the wind is blowing, but I can weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm.
I can't remember a worse December. Just watch those icicles form.
Why do I care if icicles form? I've got my love to keep me warm.
Okay, maybe I'm doing a bit of the OTT Christmas tonight, but can you blame me? I've got my love to keep me warm from the stage version of Irving Berlin's A White Christmas, a musical which is going to be right here in Nottingham this week. It stars The Wanted's Jay McGuinness and promises to be full of toe-tapping festive cheer and the most glorious classic musical theatre tunes, including the titular White Christmas. It opens at Nottingham's Theatre Royal on Tuesday, and you can get tickets via Twitter at ShowtimeURN right now. I will also be reviewing it later in the week, so I'll let you know all my thoughts then. For now, though, we come to the end of tonight's show. Of course, the musical theatre content doesn't stop here. You can catch the brand new episode of Spotlight On at 7 o'clock on Facebook at URN Showtime and on Twitter at Showtime URN. Not to mention as well, I've still got one more song left for you tonight. Now, this is a very special song to me. It is from the first musical I ever saw in the West End, and it's the first song I ever played on Showtime all those many years ago. It was the song that opened my demo to get Showtime, and it was the song that then kicked off Showtime on Air 2. So it feels fitting to add it into the playlist tonight after what has been a roller coaster of a week for all things Showtime. Now, it's from Wicked, a musical which I can confirm is going to be heading out on a UK tour and coming to a theatre near you, starting in Edinburgh at the end of next year. So, without further ado, get ready to sing your little musical theatre heart out, because this is Defying Gravity. Good night.
Elphaba, why couldn't you have stayed calm for once, instead of flying off the handle? I hope you're happy. I hope you're happy now. I hope you're happy how you hurt your cause forever. I hope you think you're clever. I hope you're happy. I hope you're happy too. I hope you're proud how you would grovel in submission to feed your own ambition. So though I can't imagine how, I hope you're happy right now. Elfie, listen to me. Just say you're sorry. You can still be with the wizard. What you've worked and waited for, you can have all you ever wanted.
I know.
But I don't want it.
No.
I can't want it anymore. Something has changed within me. Something is not the same. I'm through with playing by the rules of someone else's game. Too late for second guessing. Too late to go back to sleep. It's time to trust my instincts. Close my eyes. It's time to try defying gravity. I think I'll try defying gravity, and you can't pull me down.
Can't I make you understand? You're having delusions of grandeur.
I'm through accepting limits, 'cause someone says they're so. Some things I cannot change, but till I try, afraid of losing love, I guess I lost. Well, if that's love, it comes at much too high a cost. I did our might, defying gravity. Kiss me goodbye, I'm defying gravity, and you can't pull me down.
Glenda, come with me. Think of what we could do together.
Unlimited. Together we're unlimited. Together we'll be the greatest team there's ever been. Glenda, dreams the way we planned them. If we work in tandem, there's no fight we down.
Well, are you coming?
I hope you're happy now that you're choosing this.
You too.
I hope it brings you bliss. I really hope you get it and you don't live to regret it.
in all of us, no wizard that there is.